You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Science is humanity's never-ending quest to discover and understand the world around us. But there are some things in this world that even the most avid scientists regret discovering. From what's lurking in the deepest depths of Chernobyl to a mysterious sphere that can take decades off your life in the blink of an eye. Well, I guess it's time to grab the holy water as we investigate the cursed objects that science should have left alone. At the climax of World War II, the United States military dropped two atomic bombs known as Little Boy and Fat Man on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The resulting devastation forced Japan to surrender, but if Japan hadn't surrendered, the U.S. had a third atomic bomb in store. Though technically it was only the radioactive heart of the bomb that had been constructed, a 14-pound subcritical mass of plutonium some 3.5 inches in diameter. After the war ended, the plutonium core was retained at Los Alamos Research Center for testing. It was fondly nicknamed Rufus. However, soon after a series of fatalities, it would go by a new name, the Demon Core. Because it was designed to be placed in a bomb, the plutonium mass only had a slim margin before it went supercritical. This is where the bomb would achieve an exponential nuclear chain reaction. In simpler terms, it'd explode. Scientists would test how close the bomb was to a supercritical state by lowering a half shell of beryllium, known as the tamper, over the plutonium core. The tamper would reflect the neutrons emitted off the radioactive plutonium and fire them back towards the core, causing more neutrons to be knocked off the plutonium isotopes, like nuclear ping pong. This would result in a short-lived nuclear chain reaction, which physicists could gather data on. Safety regulations required spacers to be inserted between the tamper and the core. This made the entire process much slower. But if the tamper and core made full contact, the plutonium would go supercritical, and all that would remain of the Los Alamos facility would be a black scorch mark on the ground. However, one daredevil scientist, Louis Slotin, decided to use a quicker, riskier method. He discarded the spacers and instead used his trusty flathead screwdriver to wedge between the tamper and the core. Aware of how stupidly dangerous this was, Louis nicknamed his method Tickling the Dragon's Tail. Man, I may enjoy a game of buzzwire, but you'd have to have nerves of steel to play it with a plutonium core. Though Louis was confident in his method, perhaps even a little too confident, which led him to make a deadly mistake. On May 21, 1946, Louis was demonstrating his screwdriver method to several other scientists when suddenly the screwdriver slipped. Everybody froze as a hot flash of blue light filled the room. Louis hurriedly flicked the tamper off the exposed core, but it was too late. In that split-second contact between the tamper and the core, it's estimated a total of 3 quadrillion fission reactions took place. This was about a million times smaller than those first atomic bombs, but it was still deadly. and on that instant his life had been shortened from decades to mere days. This action released an intense burst of radiation, highly energized ionized atoms. And these radioactive atoms can smash through DNA like a wrecking ball. Our DNA is held together in chromosomes, billions of genetic building blocks linked in a chain with precise sequences to code together the cells that make up our bodies. But high-energy radioactive particles can destroy or alter the bonds that form our DNA. This can result in tissue decay or mutated DNA sequences that cause cancer cells to start spreading. That's the reason radiation is so dangerous. It corrupts our bodies on a fundamental level. And so the scientists were rushed to the hospital to be examined. Fortunately, most of the scientists had been stood further back in the room and received lower doses of radiation. However, Louis had been stood right in front of the core. Now, for perspective, a fatal dose of radiation is 500 rem. Louis' whole body had been hit with a horrifying 2,100 rem, a barrage of neutrons, gamma rays, and X-rays. Sadly, this massive dose of radiation didn't result in Hulk-like superpowers. Rather, Louis's body began to fall apart. The hand that had been closest to the core turned blue and developed huge blisters. His white blood cell count plummeted, and his whole immune system was wiped out by the radiation. Louis fell into a coma, and 9 days after the incident, he passed away. Louis's death was tragic, however, one that had been eerily foreshadowed. Only 9 months before, his co-worker Harry Daglian Jr. had been experimenting with tungsten carbide blocks on the plutonium core. Harry dropped one of the blocks, and the core briefly went critical before the block was hurriedly flicked away. A month later, Harry too died of acute radiation sickness. After it had claimed two lives, experimentation with the demon core was banned. Los Alamos records state that the core was melted down and recast into a new weapon in the summer of 1946. Thankfully, this cursed experiment was left in the last century. Next up, in a lot of Western media, Russia is depicted as a harsh, cold, bitterly frosty place, which is unsurprising as 65% of Russia's landmass is covered in permafrost. Just as the name implies, permafrost is permanently frozen ground that never thaws, kept in a deep freeze by the region's below zero Celsius climate. However, as temperatures spike due to climate change, Russia's chilly landscape is starting to defrost. And now, strange things once lost beneath the ice are slowly being revealed. Like in the Yamalo-Nenets region, a remote corner of Siberia, where in 2016, 1,200 reindeer were suddenly found dead. Officials first blamed the reindeer's mysterious death on a heat wave that had struck the area, as temperatures had skyrocketed from an average of 21.2 degrees Fahrenheit to 95 degrees Fahrenheit. But then the locals in the area started to fall ill. 13 people were hospitalized with black ulcers on their skin. Had someone awoken an ancient curse? What was this strange phenomenon plaguing the land? Well, scientists put their hazmat suits on and went to investigate. There, they discovered a reindeer that weirdly hadn't died recently, but was a frozen carcass some 75 years old. It had previously been concealed under the permafrost, but thawed out during the heat wave. And the scientists were sure glad of their hazmat suits because touching that carcass, let alone breathing near it, could have resulted in a lethal infection. It turned out this zombie deer was riddled with a deadly bacteria known as Bacillus anthracis. This bacteria naturally occurs in soil in many parts of the world, from America to Asia. But once a living organism is infected, the bacteria's spores rapidly multiply in the body and release toxins, causing severe illness from a disease you've probably heard of and learned to fear. The infamous anthrax. Now, the deadliness of the infection depends on how the spores enter the body. The most common route of the disease is through a small cut in the skin, which can result in painful red lumps that develop into black sores. Though this is the mildest form of infection. Consuming undercooked meat from an infected animal can spread the spores into your intestinal tract, resulting in severe vomiting, fever, and abdominal pain. However, the deadliest form of the disease occurs when the spores are breathed in. Without treatment, inhalation anthrax has a disturbingly high 85% fatality rate. The spores rapidly colonized the lungs, resulting in flu-like symptoms, followed by chest pains and trouble breathing. And just like an ancient curse, anthrax spores can lurk in the environment for a long time. They remain dormant even in the icebox temperatures of the Siberian permafrost for up to 105 years. Though crystals and salt won't ward off this anthrax curse, vaccinations will do the trick and are administered to the local deer population annually. At least that means Santa's safe. For now. Now, long-lost anthrax plagues aren't the only thing scaring scientists out on the Siberian permafrost. Even weirder things are being unearthed, like some colossal-sized craters that have started appearing out of nowhere. A giant hole was discovered by a helicopter flying over the Yamal Peninsula in 2014, having simply appeared out of thin air one day. The crater measured 66 feet wide and 171 feet deep. Its massive size aside, it unsettled scientists who had studied the Siberian permafrost for decades and never seen anything like it. Craters like this don't just appear out of the blue, so had something blasted out of this hellhole? A bomb? A demon? A new super strain of anthrax? Well, when scientists examined the area, they found the plants surrounding the hole had been incinerated, their exposed roots bearing scorch marks. But don't worry, this wasn't the result of hellfire. Rather, scientists deduced it was the result of a methane gas explosion. It turns out this great expanse of permafrost is also a gigantic reservoir of natural gas. However, thanks to climate change, the icy cap of the permafrost is gradually melting, and this methane gas is explosively erupting to the surface. Let's hope no more of the Siberian permafrost melts, as between deadly plagues and volatile explosions, the next thing released could be a world-ending curse. Now, in 1697, a raging fire broke out in the Swedish Royal Library in Stockholm. Many precious manuscripts were lost to the blaze, but one hefty medieval tome was somehow saved from the fire. But that may be because it had something to do with the hellish fire in the first place, as this cursed object is known as the Devil's Bible. Its official name is the Codex Gigas, Latin for giant book, a fitting name as this is one massive manuscript at 36 inches long, 20 inches wide, and 8.7 inches thick. It's composed of 310 pages of vellum, which is dried animal skin. The Codex Gigas is said to have taken the skin of 160 donkeys to be made, but I feel sorrier for the librarian who had to carry this book around, as it weighs a staggering 165 pounds. If the librarian was 5 foot 10 inches tall, then they'd likely balance the Codex Gigas on the scales. Nevertheless, the most cursed aspect of this medieval book is what lurks on page 290. There, in meticulous detail, is a portrait that spans the entire page of the devil themselves. It contrasts against a page opposite that depicts the kingdom of heaven, with the two pages symbolizing the battle between good and evil. However, creepily, the devil's portrait page is a darker shade than the rest of the book. That's because vellum reacts to ultraviolet light and tans. A darker page means one frequently exposed to the light, so for more than 300 years, people have been looking at the devil more than any other page. That's a morbid curiosity, if ever there was one. Now, this book is thought to be the work of one scribe, Herman the Recluse. Legend claims this wayward monk was condemned to be buried alive in the monastery walls. But in exchange for his life, he promised the abbot he would write a book encapsulating all human knowledge in just one night. An impossible task. As scientists have estimated that the amount of writing contained in the codex would have taken one man 5 years of writing 6 hours a day for 6 days a week to complete. And that's not taking into account a monk's strict schedule, which takes time for daily prayers, chores, and meals, meaning it's unfeasible a monk could have completed this book in less than 20 years. However, throughout the entire manuscript, the handwriting remains eerily the same. The curves and strokes of handwriting naturally change with age, mood, and illness. Imagine if you started handwriting an essay today and kept writing it for 20 years, your handwriting would be unrecognizable by the end, as would your hand. And yet, despite the science throughout the Devil's Book, Herman's handwriting is creepily the same as if he had written it all in one night. The legend describes that Herman sold his soul to the devil in exchange for completing the Codex Gygas. While a viable explanation currently escapes scientists, I think it's safe to say no one should ever touch this book unless they want to make a deal with the devil.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Moving on now, for hip-hop star Post Malone, 2018 was a truly terrible year. In August, his private jet crash landed on the runway. A few days later, his old home was invaded by armed thieves, and only a week after that, the rapper was involved in a car crash. Some called it plain bad luck, but others claimed it was a curse. Just 2 months prior, Post had come into close contact with the Dybbuk box. Widely circulated on the internet as the world's most haunted object, this old wine cabinet is reportedly inhabited by a Dybbuk, a twisted, cruel spirit from Jewish mythology. To contain the spirit, the Shema, a prayer considered to be one of the most important in Judaism, is carved into the wood on the back of the box. The box itself first came to the world's attention in 2003, when furniture dealer Kevin Manis put the occult wine cabinet up for sale on eBay. In the lengthy description beneath the haunted object, he described that he had bought the box from the granddaughter of a recently deceased Jewish refugee who had escaped German-occupied Poland. Following this, the internet became fascinated with the potentially possessed cabinet. Not even science was able to explain the string of misfortunes Kevin claimed befell anyone who'd owned the box. Except, we need to talk about Kevin. Kevin Manis also has a background in advertising and a keen passion for fiction writing. When pushed about this in an interview in 2021, Kevin came clean and admitted the Dybbuk box was a total hoax. The creepy backstory and reported hauntings were all Kevin's own work of horror fiction. At least this is one supposedly cursed object scientists can sit back and relax about, as it's a total fake. Next up, on April 26, 1986, plant operators were conducting a routine maintenance check on Reactor 4 in the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. They were planning to test the electrical systems and they turned off vital cooling systems to keep them from interfering with the test, going against the safety regulations. This led to a catastrophic power surge and Reactor 4 exploded. The core went into meltdown. It was so hot, the nuclear reactor itself literally began to burn through the floor. Plant workers rushed to shut the reactor down as it began to hurl chunks of radioactive material into the atmosphere. Meanwhile, citizens of nearby Pripyat had to be evacuated. But it wasn't until an emergency crew returned 6 months after the explosion that they discovered the most dangerous piece of waste in the world. The crew had managed to gain access to a steam corridor underneath Reactor 4. When they entered, their Geiger counter started to loudly crackle, warning them not to approach a huge mass at the end of the corridor. Using a rigged-up remote camera, they measured the mass to be 6.5 feet wide, which meant it weighed at least 100 tons. It was also emitting 10,000 Roentgens per hour, the same radioactive exposure as more than 4.5 million chest X-rays. Standing next to it for just 2 minutes would expose you to a lethal amount of radiation. It was named the Elephant's Foot, a fitting name to describe the cracked, wrinkly appearance of the corium sludge. Corium is a lava-like material, the result of when the reactor began to burn through the concrete floor, and consists of melted graphite control rods, nuclear fuel, and molten concrete. To reach its location, this radioactive sludge burned through at least 6.6 feet of reinforced concrete. And a decade later, it was still lethal to be around. But one nuclear inspector known as Artur Korneyev has been trying to conquer the Elephant's Foot ever since it was first discovered. He's returned numerous times to photograph the beast, despite the radioactive danger. The most famous photo of the Elephant's Foot is Artur's very own slow shutter speed selfie. The grainy texture of the famous photograph isn't some spooky filter. Rather, it's the effect of the radiation warping the film itself. And if that's the effect on film, you can only imagine the impact on Artur's DNA. But unbelievably, Artur is still alive. The Elephant's Foot is a truly cursed item, with one touch of this radioactive waste pile guaranteed to warp your DNA enough to send you straight to the hospital. Forget scientists, I'm afraid of this thing. Now, Hollywood rarely resembles real life. In fact, most based on a true story, movies are totally overblown works of fiction. Although, when it comes to the Conjuring franchise, it turns out the real-life story is a lot more frightening than the movie's many jump scares. Believe it or not, the horror movie Annabelle is based on the story of a real-life demon doll. The real Raggedy Ann doll was gifted to a young nurse named Donna in 1970. Though, when the doll was in her home, it appeared to move on its own. The doll kept being found in different locations from where it was placed. Shortly after, it was reported that Donna's boyfriend received a set of red claw marks on his chest, mysteriously, in the night. Following this, famed demonologists Elizabeth and Ed Warren were consulted on the case. The Warrens concluded that the doll's ability to seemingly teleport, as well as the mark of the beast upon Donna's boyfriend's chest, were clear signs of a demonic possession. The Warrens locked the doll inside a specially made glass cabinet and regularly recited the Lord's Prayer to contain the demon. Certainly, a sinister story. Although the skeptics amongst you may already be questioning how much of it's true. After all, demonology can hardly be classified as a science. Then again, no scientists have been brave enough to take the Annabelle doll into a lab for testing. Now, can you see the vial in the cover image of this episode? Can you guess what's in it? Around 4 years ago, viral internet rumors spread that scientists feared this substance more than any other. Reportedly, coming into contact with as little as 0.02 grams of it was enough to cause instant death. So, what's so deadly that it's been stored in a vial and sealed in an airtight cube of plastic? Poison gas, super acid, the ultimate hot sauce? Well, actually, it's 0.02 grams of the Zagami meteorite, a tiny fragment of the largest Martian meteorite ever to land on Earth. And as for the rumors of this being the deadliest substance on Earth, well, that's yet another internet lie. There's nothing deadly about touching this meteorite, unless, of course, you're touched by one that's coming at you from outer space at a staggering 44 miles per second. Well, when they're not on course to turn your head into a pancake, on average, meteorites are less radioactive than typical Earth rocks. So, looks like scientists will happily handle this object for a change. When it comes to sinister objects, there is nothing quite as disturbing as the preserved head of Sister Maria Rosenthal, whose remains were protected as religious relics along with a vial of her blood. A spooky image of the head went viral online and supposedly is the preserved head of a nun who was born back in 1742, the product of an immaculate conception, a virgin birth, Jesus style. Apparently, Sister Maria became a holy inspiration to all those around her, and her remains were worshipped when she eventually passed at 33 years old. Except this is all hocus pocus. The viral head is actually made up of paint and latex, as it's a sculpture by the incredible artist Alex CF. The backstory, too, is nothing more than something Alex cooked up for his online cryptid museum, forming part of a collection of strange, inexplicable artifacts and creatures with alternative histories that never actually occurred. In other words, totally fake, albeit very well done. But even though that mummy head is fake, there are plenty of real mummies out there, such as the mummies of ancient Egypt. However, not all mummies wear bandages. Instead, other mummies can be found in the frozen goods aisle, such as a famous mummy popsicle, also known as Ötzi the Iceman. Over 5,300 years old, this prehistoric man's body was freeze-dried in the Italian Alps, which prevented its decay. Following that, a glacier buried the body for more than five millennia. However, in 1991, an exceptionally warm summer melted the ice and exposed Ötzi's remains, which were discovered by a pair of hikers passing through the area. Though the hikers would soon wish they had left Ötzi sleeping in the ice, after his discovery, a curse appeared to strike all those who tried to find out anything more about him. First came the sudden death of Rainer Henn, the head of the forensic team examining Ötzi, who had picked up the cadaver with his bare hands to place it into a body bag. The following year, Henn was fatally injured in a car crash on his way to give a lecture about Ötzi. At first, nobody thought much of it, but then the Alpine guide, Kurt Fritz, who had led Dr. Henn to the ice mummy's remains, later perished in an avalanche. Meanwhile, Helmut Simon, one of the hikers who had originally found Ötzi, fell during a blizzard in 2004 and didn't survive. Even more chilling, the journalist who filmed Ötzi's removal from the mountain, Rainer Hölzel, passed on thanks to a brain tumor a few months after releasing a documentary on the Iceman. This body count just kept getting higher, but it didn't end there. In 2005, archaeologist Conrad Spindler, who had first inspected Ötzi's remains, passed due to medical complications. Ötzi's curse then claimed its final victim. Dr. Tom Loy was on the cusp of finishing a book summarizing his findings on Ötzi when he was found deceased in his apartment. It appears as soon as someone discovers something about this ice mummy, the curse claims them. Though it's easy to see patterns when you're looking for them, as despite this string of scary coincidences, many other journalists and archaeologists have studied Ötzi's remains and are still around to tell the tale today. Ötzi now rests in a refrigerated room at the South Tyrol Archaeological Museum in Bolzano, Italy, and no more victims of the curse have been reported. Perhaps that's because Ötzi is happy to be back in his icebox. Hopefully I won't be cursed after talking about him on my podcast. Now, if I stop posting after this episode, you'll know why. Thanks for listening, and hopefully, see you next time.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.